This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye was impeached earlier this month. She's accused of more than a dozen corruption-related offenses. However, the significance of the impeachment vote goes beyond corruption scandals. Political critics say that these scandals have merely exposed the coziness of government-business ties, the growth in presidential power, and deep societal inequities in Korean society. These factors together drove Park's approval ratings down to 4%. Hyun Lee is a member of the Solidarity Committee for Democracy and Peace in Korea. She's also a Korea Policy Institute fellow, and she's joined us by phone to discuss the impeachment of President Park. Hello, Hyun.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So what were the specific charges that led to President Park being impeached?
Yes. Well, so the discovery of the corruption scandal that you mentioned is one of the key factors. Her close confidant, her name is Choi Soon-shu, was found to have used her personal connection with the president to bribe South Korea's largest corporations. That's including all the corporations that we are very familiar with, Samsung, LG, Hyundai. All of these corporations gave her money in exchange for political favor, and presumably with the full knowledge and tacit green light from the president. Hearings are being held by the National Assembly this entire month about the government corruption scandal. Recently, it was also revealed that the Blue House meddled in all sorts of affairs, including having illicit contact with justices of the Constitutional Court to influence the outcome of their rulings, for example. Park Geun-hye has really ruled South Korea in a fashion that is reminiscent of the autocratic style of her father, the former military dictator Park Chung-hee. And it's the frustration of the South Korean people pent up over the past 4 years of her rule is that's what's really bringing out millions of people onto the streets that we've seen in recent weeks, and they're demanding, you know, her immediate ouster.
You mentioned the enormous frustration and these huge protests by workers and labor unions. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I just want to make clear that, you know, their anger on the street is not just about this very sensationalized government corruption scandal, you know, involving the president's confidant, who's also a shaman, et cetera. These protests that we've seen is the result of the coming together of various sectors of society that had been fighting against Park's anti-democratic policies for many years, for the past 4 years. So it includes the trade unions, workers who are fighting against privatization, and also new policies that will make labor even more precarious. It also includes farmers who have been fighting against free trade agreements and rice imports that have devastated the domestic agriculture sector. Also includes the parents of the students who died in the Sewol tragedy. That's the ferry that capsized 2 years ago in 2014. The parents have been fighting for 2 years to get answers from the president, and she has refused to allow a serious investigation into the tragedy. You know, these are all the forces behind the mass protests. And what's interesting is that if you've been observing the demands of the people over the past few weeks, they have actually advanced, progressed in a very short span of time. So they began with the basic demand of the ouster of the president. But now what they're demanding for, only 6 weeks later, is also the ouster of the current prime minister, who is now acting as the acting president, Hwang Kyo-ahn. But in addition, they are also demanding the dissolution of all of the institutions that made Park's authoritarian rule possible. So that includes the dissolution of the conservative Saenuri Party, the heads of the South Korean corporations, the prosecutor general, and also the pro-government media that has been really acting as a mouthpiece of the president.
So the first demand's been achieved. The president's now been impeached. What sort of progress do you think that there's been in the other demands? What sort of a response has there been from the Korean government on the other demands?
I should make clear that the president has not yet been impeached. The National Assembly voted to impeach her, but the Constitutional Court now has to rule on that. And they have up to 6 months to deliver their verdict. So the president is still in the Blue House, although she is stripped of her powers. She is holding on and staying in the Blue House precisely because there she is immune from arrest and prosecution. If she steps down right now, she will immediately be hauled into jail and investigated for her connection to the corruption scandal. The mandate for the special prosecutor who is investigating the corruption scandal right now, that mandate ends in March. So if she can hold on in the Blue House until March, then she may be able to avoid being arrested in connection with the scandal. A lot of the justices who are part of the Constitutional Court are her appointees. So it is very possible that they delay the ruling until then to avoid her embarrassment. But the people, the protests on the street, will be demanding. Now their attention is turned fully to the Constitutional Court, and they are demanding that it delivers a swift verdict. In relation to the other demands, it is very possible that the Saenuri Party is dissolved. I think mainly because the moderate section of the Saenuri Party, the forces that cooperated with the opposition parties to vote in favor of the impeachment, they will be trying to reorganize the Conservative Party in order to prepare for the next presidential election. After the president is impeached, they have 2 months then to hold another presidential election. And so the Saenuri Party probably will be dissolved, but, you know, they will reorganize, create a new Conservative Party with a new name and a new branding.
So are the protests continuing? Is the pressure still continuing from the people in Korea?
Yes, the protests are definitely continuing, not only in Seoul, but in all the major cities across the country, as well as the Korean diaspora communities all over the world. I'm in New York right now, and I was just at a protest last night. It was below freezing weather, but there was a good-sized number of people there, lots of cars passing by and honking and cheering. People continue to protest and to demand that the president step down immediately, and that she immediately be arrested and investigated. But also, you know, people really want to see some systemic change, not just, you know, this whole situation that people are protesting is not going to change just by removing her, but, the entire party and the institutions that propped her up have to go.
You spoke about President Park as very authoritarian, reflecting her father's previous rule. Has there been an increase in militarization under her presidency in the last few years?
Well, yes, it is very true that there is an increase in military tension between South and North Korea. You know, what is astonishing in all of this is that despite her crisis of legitimacy, just recently South Korea actually signed a military intelligence agreement with Japan. This highly controversial agreement allows South Korea and Japan to share military intelligence. Had been shelved for 4 years precisely because of overwhelming opposition from the South Korean party. But in the midst of this political scandal, South Korea quickly held three rounds of negotiations with Japan, signed this agreement. This is an agreement that has been pushed aggressively by the United States because the U.S. Has an interest in its two key allies in the region, Japan and South Korea, cooperating militarily for its own interests. And I believe that the U.S., those who have a vested interest in preserving the alliance between the U.S. and South Korea are wringing their hands in the situation because of the political uncertainty both in South Korea but also in the U.S. with Trump in the White House. He's also a wild card. And so U.S. priorities in South Korea are now on an accelerated track, and they are aggressively pushing to make sure these things get done before it becomes too late. The other thing that is on a sped-up track is the THAAD deployment. This is the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense anti-missile system that the U.S. wants to deploy in South Korea. China has been adamantly opposed to this and has really put South Korea's relationship with China on the rocks. But recently, the U.S. Commander of U.S. forces in Korea announced that they are pushing full speed ahead with the deployment, and that they expect this will get done within 6 to 8 months. The acting president, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn, is in full cooperation with the United States to push these policies through. So nothing really has changed with the impeachment vote, and nothing will change until there is a new government that is drastically different from the current ruling forces right now.
Are the democratic forces, the people out in the streets fighting this, are they also looking for a new relationship with the U.S. and Japan?
The people who are on the street who are demanding democratic change are definitely opposed to the military intelligence agreement. This is including the opposition parties. They are calling for the nullification of the agreement precisely because it was signed by a government that has, you know, only 4% approval rating from the people. Your audience may be aware that South Korea and Japan are historic adversaries. Japan colonized South Korea for 35 years. A military alliance when Japan has still refused to apologize for its past war crimes and the occupation of South Korea is something that is very much opposed by the South Korean people across the political spectrum, by both the left and the right. And that agreement would not have been possible without some behind-the-scenes maneuvering and pressure from the United States. I think what the South Korean people want through this mass protest, this mass movement that has emerged in recent weeks, is a different kind of a relationship where South Korea is less dependent on pressure from the United States, and that it can be independent in making its own policies and policy choices.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Hyun.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Hyun Lee. She is a member of the Solidarity Committee for Democracy and Peace in Korea. She's also a Korea Policy Institute fellow. You can read her articles on the impeachment and other topics at zoominkorea.org.